This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. In the run-up to Pope Francis's visit on All Souls Day to the American military cemetery near Anzio in central Italy, a US veteran from the 1944 Battle of Anzio relived his memories of that bloody campaign. Aged nearly 93, John Shirley is one of the last few surviving veterans who took part in the battle around Anzio and the campaign to liberate Rome. Now living in California, Shirley is a much-decorated war hero and wrote a book about his wartime experiences entitled I Remember. He spoke to me earlier and began by describing how he came to write his book.
Well, I wrote the book I wrote chapters for our magazine once a month, and finally somebody said, you know, you ought to put that in a book form. So I did that a number of years ago.
There must be so many horrors that you witnessed during the battle around Anzio, but what were a couple of the worst or most frightening moments for you, if you could briefly relive them?
When the attack came on, the last attack came out to break out of Anzio, and that was my first combat. And then when that breakout started, my golly, incredible lot of artillery and bombings, and it was a real big battle on, May 24th we broke out. And so that was my first day of combat, and I was an assistant squad leader in the battle sled. Incredible battle started, all the artillery and everything. And we were spared there for a while, but finally about an hour and a half later, they called the battle sleds out. So we climbed into the sleds and went towards the front and then went into a field of grain. The gosh, artillery was coming on us. Machine guns were chopping into the heads of the grain right over our heads. And then it stopped. We turned and faced the Germans. And oh my golly, when I got out of my sled, there were two German shoe mines right in front of me, and then there was one on my left heel. So my first moments in combat were all with that heavy artillery coming in on us, machine guns just above our head. You could tell where the front was, so I started crawling on my stomach about 50 feet or so towards the sounds of all this fighting. So I crawled and came to the edge of this big anti-tank ditch, and my golly, I looked over the edge of the ditch, and here's what's left of the 3rd Battalion of the 15th Infantry, I and K and L and M companies. When I got to the edge of that, I saw a man, my platoon sergeant from the I Company, he hit a mine in that anti-tank ditch, and my golly, blew him up in the air 4 or 5 feet right in front of me. So that's the first person I saw killed. With the battle sled team commander, he had me, and I had 5 men in my squad. So he asked me to look over, see what I could see. So my golly, I was scared to death that this guy down here was safe. Now he wants me to stick my head up and look around. That was really kind of frightening. But I did that. But all of a sudden, a German flamethrower. The only time in the whole war that I was ever involved with a flamethrower. But a German flamethrower opened up on me. It stopped about 25 feet or so from me. I could feel the heat, but no damage.
The casualties, I know, were incredibly high.
Yes, they were very high. My division, the 3rd Division, had 995 men killed and wounded in a very short time. The next day, another 625 men were killed and wounded. And 12 days after the breakout, we entered Rome. We had 3,300 killed and wounded in our division in those 12 days.
Did you have a religious faith? And if so, did that help sustain you during this time?
Yes, the guys who were all religious, you know, we grew up as Christians and we all prayed. Everybody prayed. You could see some of the most wonderful men in the world killed and some of not so good lived. So it made you kind of wonder. But everybody was praying. It just sort of came natural.
Was there anything you did that you really regretted, your greatest regret?
Well, you know, we had, of course, lots of friends killed, and it was very difficult. But you don't have regrets. You just do your best and try to get through that darn war.
Pope Francis is coming to visit the Anzio U.S. Military Cemetery on this year's All Souls Day. Now, imagine, if you were able to be there to meet him, What message would you have for the Pope?
For the Pope, well, I just thank him very much for being with us and blessing all the troops and remembering all the people that died there in his memories, and thank him for being there in support of the veterans.
When you yourself visited the American cemetery at Anzio, when you visit it, let's say, the first time after the war, and you see those endless rows of white crosses, what are your feelings?
I don't know how you feel. You just feel lucky you're not one of them, I think. It's impressive to see how many people were killed in that war. There were thousands of people in those cemeteries.
And many thanks there to John Shirley, U.S. military veteran from the Battle of Anzio in 1944.